Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Tuesday morning to you. It is 8:41. We are looking at 70 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. The City of York has announced its new fire chief, and he's joining us live this morning on Palmetto Mornings. We want to welcome in Chief Michael Regal. And good morning to you, Chief.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great. All right. So you're currently right now living in Manhattan, Kansas, but you'll be coming to the Palmetto State in just a couple of days. And we can't wait to welcome you to the City of York. But let's talk a little bit about your time currently in Manhattan, Texas. What's it like there? What's it near? Kind of paint us a picture of what Manhattan, Kansas is all about.
So currently I do reside in Manhattan, Kansas, and I'll be making the trip back home this week. Pretty much, you know, it's your Midwest. You know, a lot of people think it's flatlands, but actually it's rolling hills. I'm actually located in the Flint Hills. And probably one of the most prominent features in the area is the K-State University in Fort Riley.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. So you're currently the Riley County Fire Chief, again, in Manhattan, Kansas, but now you're going to assume that title here in the City of York. How did York get on your radar? Did you click your heels twice and just poof, ended up here in the City of York?
And, you know, being a lifelong resident of South Carolina, you know, South Carolina's home, and, you know, it's a nice area here, but there's nothing like home. You know, York City was not on my radar at first. You know, I looked at the job and decided, you know, it might not be for me. But after doing a little more research in the area, finding that the City of York has a possibility for increased growth and, you know, new neighborhoods coming, new apartment complexes, and, you know, stuff like that provides a unique challenge, especially to you know, the chief officers, and, you know, how can you be creative with the department by expanding, growing, and, of course, also providing services at the same time. So that's what kind of attracted me to the City of York.
So you mentioned that you're coming back home, home meaning South Carolina. Talk a little bit about when and where your fire service began.
So my fire service career started in Newberry County as a volunteer. Truthfully, didn't have no aspirations of going career, but after doing it for a few months, I said, hey, this is something potentially I want to do. So I took my first job at James Island Fire Department in Charleston. After a few years there, transitioned over back home to Lexington County. After leaving Lexington County, I went full-time with the State Fire Academy. Also worked part-time with them while I was there at the Fire Academy. Overseeing the recruit school, the municipal program, and also interning as the ARF coordinator. And then after that short period of time, I transitioned over to regional chief, where I oversaw about six counties. Some counties were completely paid, some were all volunteer, and some were combination systems.
Mm. So how did you go from the Palmetto State all the way out west to Kansas? How did you end up there?
Just looking to expand my career and gain more experience.
Oh, all right. Well, that's exactly what you want to do for sure. We're speaking with Chief Michael Regal. He will be the City of York's new fire chief effective June the 14th. In fact, there will be an open house with Chief Regal on Monday, June the 14th. From 4 to 5 at York City Hall right there on North Roosevelt Street. It's an opportunity for you to meet the chief and see what he's all about. Chief, when we talk about the fire service now in the year 2021, what do you want folks to know? What does this fire service industry look like from your perspective?
So the fire service industry, from my perspective, is always, you know, service to the citizens, at the highest level. And yes, COVID has brought us some unique challenges over the year. And of course, we're wanting to get back in the schools, back in the neighborhood, community events, to push our message of risk reduction out there.
I know here in South Carolina, I'm not sure if it's the same in Kansas, but there has been a decline of getting more young people excited in the fire service. So what was very popular years and years ago for people, young people, to get involved in the volunteer fire service industry, which would then hopefully translate into a full-time position, that's kind of been a little lacking here in South Carolina. Have you seen that out where you are in Kansas, or is that just specific to our state, or is it across the whole country getting more people excited and interested in the fire service?
No, it's across the country. Mm-hmm. It's out here as well. You know, getting young people to want to volunteer at a time in services. You know, it's a unique challenge, but, you know, trying to find new ways of doing business. One of the good programs that the State Fire Academy has in South Carolina is they team with the local school district and providing a firefighter program in your school systems, some in the Kate centers, some in high schools. So those are areas that we can do recruitment and retention as well.
Well, of course, in the city of York, you got the Floyd D. Johnson Tech Center, which is part of the York School District, and that is a huge supporter of those kind of programs that you mentioned. So you're going to come right on in, I'm sure, and just hit the ground running. Tell folks a little bit about yourself, Chief Regal. Married, kids, hobbies, anything else you want the folks of York and York County to know about you?
Yes, married, three kids.
So it's probably very quiet, I assume, in your house with three kids?
Here at the moment, yes.
What are their ages? Are they all pretty young?
Yes, sir. They're all pretty young.
Okay.
13, 9, and 6.
All right. Well, that's exciting. And what kind of hobbies, when you're not busy fighting fires, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Pretty much just spending time with family and friends.
Oh, that's great. Well, Chief Michael Regal, again, is the City of York's new fire chief. He will begin June the 14th. And, Chief, we can't wait to get you here in the studio whenever you get your feet kind of underneath you a little bit. And I know the City of York, they're excited to have your experience and expertise and the residents there as well. And you can see and meet Chief Regal with a meet and greet on Monday, June the 14th from 4 to 5 p.m. at York City Hall in North Roosevelt Street in the City of York. So, Chief, we certainly appreciate it. We know it's 7:30 or 7:48 where you are, and we certainly appreciate the call. And again, welcome back home, and welcome to the City of York. We're going to be happy to have you.
I know. I greatly appreciate the time and the opportunity to speak. You know, I just encourage the residents to come out on the 14th and meet with me. And like any other thing, my door will always be open at the fire station.
Fantastic. Chief, take care and happy travels moving back here to the Palmetto State.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too.